Listening Part C. You hear an interview with a dietitian called Ellie Parr on the topic of belly fat. You now have 90 seconds to read questions 1 to 6.
My guest today is Ellie Parr, a dietitian and associate professor in nutrition at Deakin University. Ellie has been speaking recently about the dangers of belly fat. So Ellie, tell me, why are you raising awareness about this issue?
Well, Australians are getting fatter, and there's no dispute over that fact, and the fact that this increasing weight is affecting our health. Excess storage of fat is linked to many different chronic diseases, but some areas of fat storage on the body are worse than others. In general, women have greater absolute body fat percentages than men. Typically, women carry more fat around the legs, hips and buttocks, as well as the chest and upper arms. Women have more subcutaneous fat, the fat that you can pinch under your skin, while men typically have more visceral fat, which is stored in and around the abdominal organs. People who have greater fat stores around their buttocks and thigh regions are at lower risk of chronic disease than those who have greater fat stores around their middle.
Why is belly fat more dangerous?
Well, researchers have found excess visceral fat storage is a significant risk factor for metabolic health complications of obesity such as type 2 diabetes, fatty liver and heart disease. Fat cells in a healthy person are able to grow, recruit inflammatory cells to help reduce inflammation and remodel themselves in order to allow for healthy body growth. But if there is excess fat tissue, these mechanisms don't function as well. And with excess fat, the body can become resistant to the hormone insulin, which maintains our blood sugar levels. Visceral, or belly fat, secretes greater levels of chemicals that trigger inflammation and releases more fatty acids into the bloodstream. Whereas the fat cells in the leg region and the pinchable subcutaneous layers of fat around the middle store fatty acids within themselves rather than pushing them into the circulation.
Do you think most people should just try and lose fat from anywhere?
So a recent weight loss study that looked at where fat mass was lost found that areas of fat loss didn't change the risk factors for heart disease and stroke. The important thing was losing fat. While diet and exercise are unable to specifically target regions of fat deposits, fat mass loss from anywhere can improve the risk factors. Online advertisements might tell you that a magic workout machine will reduce fat in one particular area, but we can't target fatty tissue the same way that we can target a specific muscle group. Total loss of fat through healthy diet and exercise is the best outcome for overall health and reducing either the symptoms of chronic disease or the risk of developing diseases such as diabetes or heart disease.
I see. And what do you mean when you say a healthy diet?
Well, if we look at just two key elements, carbohydrates and fructose, carbohydrates provide a quick energy supply that's easy for the body to use. But the body and brain don't need carbohydrates. Your body does need glucose, which can be obtained from carbohydrates. But glucose can also be obtained when it's converted from protein and fat. This means the lower your carbohydrate intake, the more the body uses fat for energy. Fructose, which is found in fruit, is something you should definitely avoid if you want to help your body get rid of fat. It's true that fruit can be good for your health as it contains fiber and vitamins, but to lose fat from around your body, it is important to limit the intake of fruit. Fructose activates an enzyme which activates other enzymes, causing the body to accumulate fat.
What about those who do eat well but still can't lose fat from around their belly or anywhere else?
Well, if you sleep for less than 6 hours a night, that can certainly be a contributing factor. There was a study done over a 16-year period that took into account almost 70,000 women, and that study found that those who slept 5 hours or less a night were 30% more likely to gain 13 or more kilograms than those who slept 7 hours. Stress is another issue. The stress hormone cortisol has been known to increase the amount of fat a person's body maintains and to also enlarge your fat cells. Higher levels of cortisol have been linked more specifically to increased visceral fat. Age is also an issue. As you get older, your body changes how it loses and gains weight. Both men and women experience a declining metabolic rate. In addition to that, women have to deal with menopause, and if a woman gains weight after menopause, it's usually more likely to be in their bellies.
And what should people do if they're worried about the amount of fat they have around their belly?
Well, remember that not all fat is the same, and some overweight and obese people with a store of excess fat around the middle of the body might also have more muscle mass, which could be protective. However, by the same token, if you have fat around the belly and it's greater than the size of your hips, you should see your doctor to assess your cardiovascular health and fat distribution.